Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call, babe, customer support. You left your number.
Yes, Asia. Is this tech company?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I start off by getting your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
Yes, 42347.
Okay, can I have your name?
Kim Darty.
Okay, and can I have you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 4066 State Route 1414, Hartford,
okay.
Kentucky.
Thank you for the information. Hold for just a moment, okay?
Okay, hon.
Stay here one more second, okay?
Okay.
So by looking at this account, it looks like you entered our contest to win the KitchenAid, and you paid for the shipping, which is $574. With this, you will be enrolled into like our monthly gadgets club, which we give our customers $125 gift cards that you can use online gadget store, but the membership fee is $67.32 every month.
No. I do not want it. I want you to stop that payment, and I did not ask to do that. Now, you took $67 out of my card without my permission, and so, no, I do not want that. I need you to stop that payment or reverse the payment and put it back on my card and cancel all this because I did not do anything to sign up for this. I just thought we were doing the KitchenAid free thing or paying the $574. Or actually, it said $2, but then I was charged $574 for shipping and everything. I don't want the kitchen thing if that's what it's going. I mean, I don't want it. Just keep it. Cancel this. I did not sign up for any membership. Nothing. Yeah, I was very unhappy that $67 was taken out of my account without my permission.
Okay, so you're stating you never ordered the KitchenAid, ma'am?
It said it was a $2 something, and then there was $574 taken out of my account. And now today, there was $67 taken out of my account. So I want all this canceled. And my $67 put back on my card. I don't want it.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay, hold on 1 second. And I really appreciate you calling me back. I really do.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Okay, so your cancellation number is 262 494 538.
Okay. 262-494-538.
That's correct. And you were charged $67.32. So what I can do to help you out, I can provide you with a 35% refund. You give me $23.56 back to your account since these are valid charges.
No, I want all my money back. No,
okay.
I want all $67.32 back. That is a no-no. You taking that off my card. Because of the fact that I didn't do anything.
Okay, so the best thing we can do for you, ma'am, is provide you with a 50% refund. You get back $33.66 back to your account since these are valid charges.
How are they valid? I didn't order anything.
Okay, so did you enter the contest to win the KitchenAid?
It was not. It was like it said $2 free KitchenAid from Walmart.
Okay, so in
and
the terms,
I got this thing saying this is my ID order, and then it said it was $2. Then I got charged $5.74 for I guess a shipping process, and then to that was last week, and then this week I get charged $67. And that's not fair. You're charging me $67 and you're telling me I'm only getting $32 back? How come you're keeping half my money?
Unfortunately,
ma'am.
Are you
getting me a KitchenAid?
Everything was basically explained to you in our terms and conditions in the bold fine print that you will be entering a contest to win the KitchenAid and you will be paying the shipping for $5.74 and you will also be enrolled into a monthly gadgets club and the membership.
I do not
fee.
Want that monthly gadget. I want everything freaking canceled. I want everything. And you better take my card off of this file. I want all of it gone.
Okay,
and
so you're
getting all my money back. I want all my money back. And I am reporting you all to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Because
so
you are scamming people. This is a scam and you're scamming people. You're gonna give half my money back and you took out 67. I want all of it back. I babysit, and that's how I live. That's it. I deserve all my money back, not half of it.
So you will?
I gave you permission to take $67 off my card. I did not give you permission back. Because
so
I can call the Better Business Bureau, and then I could go get an attorney. And for $67, I will make sure that somebody gets shut down. There's no way in the world you all could do this to people. There's no way you can do this to people. Because that's all I do is I babysit weekly. And you took this off, and I don't know what I was going to do for the week. That is not fair to do somebody like that. I want all my money put back on my card.
And so you will get your full refund of $67.32 back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I did close the account for you.
In 3 to 5 business days, you're going to have my full refund on there.
That's correct.
So what if it's not on there in 3 to 5 business days?
Okay, so you can always give us a call back, but you will get that refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is closed.
Okay, Asia, I'm holding you at your word. $67 and what?
32 cents.
All right, hon. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad you closed my account.
You're welcome.
And
because,
like I said, I babysit, and this is my money. I'm 56 years old, and that's all I do. And I've got handicaps. And
yes, ma'am.
And I did not ask. I did not sign up for this. I did not ask for this. So I do appreciate you closing everything. And in 3 to 5 business days, I hope you see my money.
That's correct.
And I will be calling back.
That's correct. And I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. And your cancellation number was 262-494-538.
262-494-538.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Asia.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. I'll be looking forward to my money, okay?
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Support, and I hope you have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.